Hello, this is Norma Wieland. Today, I'm going to talk about security, our security in Christ. For some of us, we've been Christians a long time, and we don't think much about being secure in Christ. But think for a minute. What do you do when the crisis comes? When you're stuck in a hard place and you're wondering what to do? What do you do? Is your first reaction to call someone? Is your first reaction to pray? Is your first reaction to panic? Or what do you do? I've been a single person for a long time, many years now, and I have learned to trust in God probably more than if I was still married. Our security is tied to other things. We may look for financial security as our end-all, good health, and that's important, of course, or our family to help us get through. Maybe we depend on all our circumstances. But truly, things fail. Fires happen. Cancer comes. We lose friends. And we find out that really not too much in this world is secure. And with the way it is right now in many countries, and even in my country, here in America, there's a lot going on that's troubling. And I don't think any of us feel too secure. But I can say, in Christ, we can be secure. We can lean on Him, trust in Him, hope in Him, and cling to Him when we need to. So I'm going to share one little example of leaning in Christ that happened to me. And there's been many, many more I could share. Quite a few happened when I was young, but this one happened over a decade ago. When two of my kids were going to college at Biola University in Southern California. Now, I live in Northern California, and that's a 500-mile distance. So I was flying down to visit them. We had set a time. I let them know when I'd come in, and my daughter said she and my son, they would meet me at the airport, and they'd be driving. They didn't want to have to stop and park, and so we had agreed upon that. So it was at night that I arrived, I think like 9 o'clock. So I went out and waited. Now, I didn't have a cell phone, and my daughter did. My kids were much quicker to get a cell phone than I ever was. So I'm waiting and waiting, sitting outside. It's getting dark now, and they don't arrive. And I think that's unusual because my daughter is always very on time. She's not one to be late. And I wait some more, and then I'm thinking, I wonder what's holding them up. Maybe it's traffic. But they don't arrive. Probably half an hour later, I think, well, what can I do? I don't have a cell phone. There weren't very many people around. And so I went over to the payphones, and I had one of those cards that you can call the number and get through. Well, I tried the card, and it wouldn't work for me. Now, what was I going to do? So I go back outside, and along come two women that are foreign women, and they're dressed for the night, and they're going out, it's obvious. And one of them's talking on a cell phone. So I go over to her and ask her if I could use her phone a minute. I can't even remember if she spoke my language. But anyway, so I call my kids, and it's probably 45 minutes since I've arrived. And immediately my daughter says, "Where are you? We've been driving around and around, and we haven't seen you." And I said, "Well, I've been out here the whole time. I was on time. And where are you?" And she says, "Well, we're at LAX. Well, I was at the John Wayne Airport. We were at different airports. And I guess I had never told her what airport I was coming into. So then there was the half hour wait or so until they were able to come over and get me. While I'm waiting there, of course, I'm praying. My first reaction almost always is to pray, asking God to help. I didn't panic for a while, but then after a while, I was getting concerned. Was that sort of thing? Little things sometimes happen that we are just sending up this prayer to God. You know, our security is in Christ if we're a Christian. Why is that? It's because Christ is always who He is. He never changes. And Christ loves us. And He will never abandon us. There are times when it's harder to sense His presence. And that's fairly natural. He wants us to grow. And if He just did everything like a parent does for a little child, then we would never, never grow. But He's always there and He guides us. even probably in the most difficult circumstance, we can trust in him. I once had this dream where I dreamed that some of the terrorists were coming after me. And then it was my turn, the next one. At that point, of course, I was getting nervous. I prayed out to Christ. I said, I don't know if I can do this. What should I do? And Christ said, look at me. Keep your eyes on me. Do you know what? That's probably almost like a metaphor for life. If we keep our focus on Christ, we will be secure no matter how bad the crisis is. Because we aren't alone. He's with us and he helps us. Well, thank you for listening again. Sorry, this time I didn't have a verse for you. Next time I'll make sure I do. God bless you. Good night.